Track 10, Improved Support to Those That Support Our Veterans, Principle 3. NHS boards, health and social care partnerships, local authorities, and the third sector should be appropriately supported to meet the needs of veterans and develop and deliver veterans' mental health and well-being support and services. Our findings. Our questionnaires and engagement to date shows that staff working throughout the veterans sector have demonstrated professionalism and flexibility to support veterans throughout the COVID-19 pandemic and the situation in Afghanistan over the summer. However, professionals and the veterans community have highlighted the need for greater coordination, consultancy, support, and education. The veteran community also highlighted the need for an assurance of standards of care in the sector. Quote, collaboration is a massive gap in joining the services together. I've only been out for a year, but it's been difficult. End quote. Veteran Focus Group. The veteran community are also members of the civilian population and may approach specialist or mainstream services for help. The SVCN was told that there was a need and a desire for a wider education support across the health and care sector. Quote, there are not enough people trained to help ex-forces, also more training for mental health people in hospital and in the community. End quote. Veteran Focus Group. Discussions with other nations, as well as a range of literature and service evaluation reports, suggest that there is a need for a more strategic and coordinated approach. Footnote 2, Fraser E. 2018, Veterans Health and Wellbeing, A Distinctive Scottish Approach, The Scottish Veterans Commissioner, Edinburgh. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://www.gov.scot/publications/veterans-health-wellbeing-distinctive-scottish-approach/. When delivering a coordinated network of veterans services such as this, it is more effective if there is a central function to support improvements as well as to provide advice and guidance. Stigma is also a significant issue facing veterans. This is highlighted by the veterans community and supported by academic literature. It can take veterans longer to present to services for help, and by the time that they do, they are often in far greater crisis. Footnote 50, Williamson V, Greenberg N and Stevelink SAM, 2019, Perceived Stigma and Barriers to Care in UK Armed Forces Personnel and Veterans with and Without Probable Mental Disorders, BMC Psychology 7/75. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://bmcpsychology.biomedsentral.com/articles/10.1186/S4039-0159-0191-7. As one veteran said in a focus group, quote, I did not admit there was a problem until woke up in an ambulance, end quote. Veteran Focus Group. What is needed? In order to adequately support delivery partners, there needs to be a range of support mechanisms in place. The Scottish Veterans Care Network and national partners should. 3.1. Work with the regional implementation teams to support the implementation of the Mental Health and Wellbeing Action Plan, monitor progress and report to the SVCN Core Steering Group, Oversight Board and Scottish Government. 3.2, support NHS boards, health and social care partnerships, local authorities, and the third sector to develop services as outlined in line with Principle 1. 3.3, develop quality outcome indicators to support veterans' mental health and well-being services in demonstrating outcomes and improvement. 3.4, improve awareness, knowledge and understanding of veterans' needs by working in partnership with NHS Education for Scotland to develop specific training in veteran-informed care. 3.5, develop an anti-stigma campaign to encourage veterans to seek support if required. 3.6, work with national campaigns such as See Me and work on suicide prevention through the Suicide Prevention National Leadership Group to ensure that veterans at risk of suicide are considered in Scottish Government's new Suicide Prevention Strategy for Scotland. 3.7, deliver a programme of refreshed veteran-specific suicide prevention training to appropriate partners. This work will be aligned with Scottish Government's Suicide Prevention Action Plan, Every Life Matters. 3.8, learn from, build on, and support the scale-up of innovative practice, research and service evaluations across the NHS, health and social care partnerships, local authorities and the third sector within the UK to inform service developments. 3.9, develop the role of the veteran peer support workers, looking at career pathways and recognising their military service as a skill and qualification. 3.10, raise awareness of issues within the veteran community to inform policy and strategy. 3.11, develop an area of the Scottish Veterans Online Resource Hub, Area for Professionals, which includes positive case study videos of serving personnel and the veterans community, which represent all cross sectors within this community. Links to academic resources for people working with the veteran community. Access to training materials to inform staff working with veterans of veterans' needs. Template job descriptions for the range of healthcare professionals and peer support workers involved in veterans' health and well-being services. 3.12. Develop a clinical forum for healthcare professionals to seek advice on complex cases. 3.13. Collate existing data and intelligence on the veterans community in Scotland to better understand the needs of the veterans community, including its size and characteristics, as well as monitoring the changing profile of females presenting to services. This includes working with National Records of Scotland on census data and Veterans Mental Health and Wellbeing Services to collect anonymised data on incidents. 3.14. Consider the needs of the wider veterans community, particularly immediate family members, in order to make recommendations on the most appropriate model of service delivery for those requiring additional mental health and well-being support. 3.15. Ensure ongoing funding is secured for the delivery of the Mental Health and Wellbeing Action Plan in order to oversee implementation of these recommendations. 3.16. Work with all partners to develop a digitally delivered group programme that allows veterans and their families to come together for support, psychoeducation and emotional regulation programmes. How we plan to make this happen. As a national strategic network, the SVCN has the governance structures established to take the majority of these actions forward in partnership with NHS boards, health and social care partnerships, and the third sector across Scotland. This action plan incorporates a large range of developments across the health and social care landscape in Scotland. This is the reason we have incorporated a system to aid development, ensure quality and coordination across the sector.